接下来我们要跟大家思想的就是继续看我们的《使徒行传》。
And we are going to continue our study on the book of Acts.
那么《使徒行传》我们来到第十一章。
And we have arrived at Acts chapter 11.
在十一章呢，是一个我们讲在《使徒行传》里面的一个分水岭。
And we can say that this is actually a division at of the book of Acts.
好，前面你会发现第一章到第十章呢，我们会发现主要的人物是彼得。
And from chapters 1 to 10, it is focusing on Peter.
那么主要的这个教会呢是犹太人的教会。
And it was focusing also on the church of the Jews.
那么从这一个十二章过后呢，我们看到主要的人物是彼得。
And from
对不起。
From chapter 11 onwards, we will see that the focus changes to Paul.
那么而且呢，他的对象呢是外邦人的教会。
And the target now switches over to the Gentile church.
那么这个犹太人的教会呢，怎么会转向外邦人的教会呢？
So how did the Jewish church transit to a Gentile church?
所以这一章呢是非常的重要。
This is a crucial chapter.
特别是我们会发现第十章跟第十一章很多都是相同的。
And we will find a lot of similarities between chapters 10 and 11.
所以我不需要花很多时间跟大家重新解释。
So I do not need to spend too much time explaining everything again.
但是呢，我们基本上要跟大家稍微思想一下。
But basically, we still want to ponder.
啊，在这个教会里面呢，我们会发现这个我要把这段呢跟它分成四点。
And I will divide this chapter into 4 points about the church.
啊，这些都是大家非常熟悉的，所以我基本上讲，第一，让我们看到外邦人。这个彼得看到外邦教会的意象。
And all these points you all should be familiar with because verses 1 to 14 talks about the vision of the Gentile church.
那么第二点呢，我们看到这是外邦教会的肯定。
And the second point is the confirmation of the Gentile church.
从15到18节。
That will be from verses 15 to 18.
第三点呢，就是外邦人教会的建立。
And thirdly is the strengthening of the Gentile church.
那是19到26节。
From verses 19 to 26.
那么这样最后是外邦人的见证。
And finally, the testimony of the Gentile church.
基本上呢，这就是把整个使徒行传十一章分开四点。
And this will help us to divide chapter 11 of Acts into these 4 points.
我们已经跟大家在小组里面也有稍微讨论了。
And we have already also discussed this in the small groups.
那么让我们再思想一下，这个使徒行传的主题是什么呢？
And let us ponder again what is the main theme of the book of Acts.
主题就是记载在第一章使徒行传第一章第八节，说圣灵降临在他们的身上，他们就必得着能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，还有撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我们的见证。
And Acts 1:8 summarizes the whole theme of the book of Acts. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以今天我们就看到全世界有不同的人种族都信主。
Indeed, today we can see that in the world there are so many different types of people and different races who believe in the Lord.
这个怎么样能够传到这么远呢？是因为在使徒十一章这里才开始分，我们叫做 watershed 这个分水岭，把这个福音从犹太人的手中传到外邦人的手中。
And we can see that this happened at Acts chapter 11. This is a watershed which shows the division from here that the church goes to the Gentiles.
如果我们要整本使徒行传的大纲呢，这个是大家我跟大家讲过很多次的，就是你可以分成三段，就是福音传到耶路撒冷，福音传到犹太和撒玛利亚。那么13章以后呢，就是从福音传到地极。
And we also mentioned before the outline of Acts, the entire book can be divided into 3 sections, the gospel in Jerusalem, the gospel in all Judea and Samaria, and finally the gospel to the end of the earth.
所以这个就是一般我们的背景来看这个使徒行传第十一章的重要性。
And from this context, we can see the importance of Acts chapter 11.
让我们来读第一节到第十四节。
Let's read verses 1 to 14.
第一节到14节，使徒和在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道，既至彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩说，你进入未收割礼之人的家和他们一同吃饭。彼得就开口把所这事挨次的给他们讲解说，我在约帕城里祷告的时候，闻油向外，看见地上有一个布降下，好像一块大布，系着四角从天坠下，直到我跟前。我定睛看，内中有许地上四足的牲畜和野兽、昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。我且听见有声音向我说，彼得起来宰了吃。我说，主啊，这是不可的，凡熟而不洁净的布从来没有入我的口。第二次有声音从天上说，神所洁净的你不可当作食物。这样一连三次就都收回天上去了。正当那时，有三个人站在我所住的房门前，是从该撒利亚差来见我的。圣灵吩咐我和他同去，不要疑惑。同着我去的还有六个弟兄。我们进了那人的家，那人就告诉我们，他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里，说，你打发人往约珀去，请那叫彼得的西门来，他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
Acts 11 verse 1. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, you went to uncircumcised men and ate with them. But Peter began and explained it to them in order. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, by no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But the voice answered a second time from heaven, what God has made clean, do not call common. This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and your household. Today, many people say that Christianity is a Western religion. But if you look at it closely, you realize that this is a Middle Eastern religion, not Western. And when God called the Israelites, they were Middle Eastern people. So Christianity actually is an Eastern religion. And the gospel first came to the Jews. But the Jews kept it for themselves and they did not share it with others. But today, as we read Acts chapter 11, we know that God told Peter that the gospel is not to remain in with the Jews, but it has to be spread to the world. So as Peter was praying, he saw a giant sheet coming down. And there were common and unclean animals. The Lord told him to rise, kill and eat. The Jews were forbidden on eating unclean food. The Old Testament clearly spells out for the Israelites what are the do's and the don'ts. Especially so because God led the Israelites out of Egypt. And God was bringing them to the promised land.
应许地呢, 就是迦南人的地方。
And the promised land belonged to the Canaanites.
神就叫以色列人攻打这个迦南人的地方，占领了他们地方，然后神就把那个地赐给他们。
And God instructed Israelites to attack Canaan and drive out the inhabitants and possess the land.
很多人说很不公平。
Many people say this is so unfair. This land belongs to the Canaanites. Why give it to the Jews?
神很残忍,
God is cruel.
但是如果你仔细读圣经的话,
but if you read the Bible carefully,
圣经很清楚,
when God established the covenant with Abraham, he promised the land for Abraham. But you cannot possess it now. You have to wait 400 years.
为什么400年呢?
Why 400 years?
因为他知道神是无所不知的, 他知道这个迦南人给他400年悔改, 他400年不悔改, 而且他们做了很多很伤天害理的事。
Because God is omnipotent, He wanted to give the Canaanites 400 years to repent. But after 400 years, they failed to repent and they committed lots of sins.
我们到过以色列，你就知道迦南有一个地方呢，他们也是在那边献上自己的婴孩来献给神。
And when we visited the land of Israel, we actually came to a place where the Canaanites offered their children as sacrifice for their Lord.
可以不可以想象你把自己的儿子活活的烧了来献给那些神？
Can you believe that the Canaanites actually sacrificed their children alive in fire? And they would actually first burn the hands of the statue of Baal or Molech, and have it red hot before they put the baby onto the red hot. It's extremely cruel. But God gave them 400 years. And because of their failure to repent in 400 years, God sent the Israelites to actually punish them. And God told the Israelites not to do any of those things that the Canaanites did.
特别是神，如果你今天去以色列，你会发现有一条，他们的早餐呢是没有肉，有牛奶，但没有肉。
And if you go to Israel, you realize that their breakfast would not have any meat, but there will be milk.
那么午餐、晚餐有肉，但是不可以有牛奶。
But in their lunch and dinner, they would have meat but no milk.
因为在旧这个迦南人当中呢，是把羊的奶跟他的羊羔一起煮，这种是他们迦南人的一种敬拜方式。神不允许他们跟迦南人一样。
Because the Canaanites had a worship ritual where they would boil a lamb in its mother's milk. So that was forbidden by God.
但是今天呢,
but today we see that the people practice the form, but they no longer understood the meaning.
所以在旧约里面,
therefore, in the Old Testament, God gave them many rules about clean and uncleanness.
但是来到这里呢,
but now, in a vision, God tells Peter to kill and eat those that are both clean and unclean.
当然这里的洁净，它是其实这个只是一个比喻，说洁净的就是以色列人，不洁净的就是外邦人。Of
course, this is actually just an analogy to show that the clean are the Israelites and the unclean are the Gentiles.
彼得就明白了，他是要把福音传给外邦人。
And Peter understood that God wanted him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. But other issues arise.
旧约的律法, 摩西的律法, 不允许犹太人吃,
because Moses' law forbids the Jews from eating unclean animals.
但是神现在要他吃不洁净的物，就是破坏了摩西的律法。
But now when God tells Peter to eat unclean food, it is breaking Moses' law.
这样怎么办呢?
So what should he do?
这样是不是犹太人就不用守摩西的律法了吗?
Does it mean that the Jews should no longer keep Moses' law?
所以这个就成为了我们今天一个很重要的问题。
And this becomes a very important question for us today. And not only the Jews and the Gentiles, but those who believe in the Lord, should we keep the Old Testament law? In the Old Testament, there are 613 commands. Should we keep them all? And this is indeed an important question, but allow me to explain chapter 11 before we return to answering the question. We are very familiar with chapter 11, so I will explain this briefly in a short time. So the first point is Peter had a vision. And the second point is the confirmation of the Gentile church. And if you read verses 15 to verse 18, Peter arrived at Cornelius' house and preached to them. Look at verse 15, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. And the Holy Spirit descending upon the Gentiles was just like what is described in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit descending on the Jews. So not only did Peter see a vision, but the Holy Spirit worked together with Peter and confirmed that the Gentiles also will receive or had received the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 17. Acts 11:17. If then God gave the same gift to them as He gave to us when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? So God has testified and confirmed the Gentile church, so they must accept it. Look at verse 18. When they heard these things, they fell silent. And they glorify God. Saying then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life, and from this moment the gospel spread. So the gospel was meant for Gentiles too. And from that moment on, the gospel went to the Gentiles. But pay attention to verse 19.
到第十章呢,他们传福音给外邦人,是传给外邦改成犹太教的这个外邦人。
And verse 19 tells us that those who spread out because of persecution actually went to preach the gospel only to proselyte Jews.
你看第十九节, 那些因此提反的召唤那世上的门徒, 走至道非尼基的塞浦鲁斯并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。Verse 19.
Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews.
那么在第十二十节，他说。 内中有塞浦鲁斯和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希腊人传讲主耶稣。
Verse 20, but there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus.
所以现在他开始正式向希腊人讲。So
now they are officially preaching to the Greeks.
以前他们轻视希腊人。
In the past, they despised the Greeks. And they hated the Greeks. But But today they started preaching to the Greeks.
那么21节说,
Verse 21 tells us that the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the
Lord.
And as the numbers increased, the report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch to build them up. And so we see that not only did the Gentiles come to the Lord, but the Jerusalem church sent Barnabas to strengthen the Gentile church and to build up their faith. And Barnabas even went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and it is from there that the disciples were first called Christians.
所以我们的第一点是外邦人教会的意向。
So the first point is the vision of the Gentile church.
第二是外邦教会圣灵的肯定。
And secondly, the confirmation of the Gentile church.
第三点呢是外邦人教会信主的人很多，巴拿巴去给他们建立。
And thirdly, is the strengthening of the Gentile church by Barnabas because the great multitudes were coming to faith.
最后一点呢就是外邦人的教会呢的见证。
And the last point is the testimony of the Gentile church. How do we know that the Gentiles truly came to faith? Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be." And after the Gentiles came to the Lord, they knew that there was a famine in Jerusalem. They actually pooled their resources and money together in order to help the believers in Jerusalem. This proves that their faith was genuine.
很多人说,我也信主,我也信主,每个人都信主,你说这样要奉献给神,要做传福音的工作,没有人要做。
Many people say, "I believe in the Lord, I believe in the Lord," and when you ask for offerings in order to further the gospel, they refuse. So it is from this event that we can see that the Gentiles had genuine faith. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If you place your money and all that you treasure in God's work, that is proof that you love the Lord. So as we ponder over this today, you want to ask, where is your money and treasure? This passage we are all familiar. And therefore we need not spend too much time to explain it. So let us return and ponder over another question. And that question has to do with the law. Peter saw a vision with the great sheet coming down from heaven that had clean and unclean food. And obviously God asked him to eat the unclean. And to eat unclean food would mean breaking the law. So does that mean that from this moment on they need not keep the law any longer? Does Christians need to keep the law? This is a big and complex question. And many people are unclear over this issue and they debate over it. And much confusion has been caused. And even in Christendom, there are a lot of different interpretations. This is important because it affects our soteriology. And it is also going to affect our doctrine of sanctification.
所以这个呢, 我们要清楚, 到底我们基督徒是不是应该守律法?
And we need to be clear whether Christians must keep the law.
所以接下来的时间呢, 我们就跟大家简单的来思想, 基督徒是不是要守旧约或者摩西的律法?
So for the rest of the time, we're going to briefly consider whether Christians should keep Moses' law.
请问基督徒是不是在律法底下呢?
And are we still under law?
很多人说我们基督徒是不是要守律法呢?
So many people ask, must Christians keep the law?
我们知道很多人都很害怕。
We know that many people are fearful.
不知道应该怎么回答。
They do not know how to answer.
让我们来看几段经文。
Let's look at a few passages.
罗马书七章四节说, 我们在律法上已经是死了。
Romans 7:4 tells us that you also have died to the law.
所以罗马书七章四节说, 我的弟兄们啊, 这样说啊, 你们借着耶稣基督的身体, 在律法上也是死的。
Romans 7:4 tells us, likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ.
所以对律法来讲, 我们已经死了。
So, according with regard to the law, we have died.
而且呢,我们已经脱离了律法。
And we have been released from the law.
罗马书第七章第六节,他说,你既然在捆我们的律法上死了,现今就脱离了律法。
Romans 7:6 tells us, but now we are released from the law, having died to that which help us
keep it. 我看罗马书第七章的时候,他说好像一个妇人,他结婚的时候,他如果离开,他就是犯奸淫,但是他如果没有离开,他是在他的丈夫的管辖之下,但是他丈夫死了,他就可以自由离开。
And if you read the chapter on Romans, the analogy was given of a married woman. If while still married, she leaves the marriage, then she would have committed adultery. But if she did not leave and the husband dies, then she is no longer under bondage. So very clearly we can see that Christians have died to the law. And the law is totally ineffective on Christians.
律法呢,基督徒已经从律法中脱离出来了,
and Christians have been released from the law and we do not belong to the law.
而且呢,罗马书六章十四节说,我们不在律法之下,
in fact, Romans 6:14 tells us that you are not under law but under grace. And let's return to the passage.
罗马书七章六节他讲说，我们脱离了律，好叫我们服事主是按照心灵的新样，不是按照这个义文的旧样。Romans
7:6 again tells us, now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
从这些经文里面告诉我们，我们在律法上死了，我们在律法上脱离了，所以我们是自由人了。
So all these passages tells us that we have died to the law, we have been released from the law, so we are free men.
所以自由人可不可以犯罪呢?
So can free men sin?
所以这个罗马书六章十五节就说,这样怎么说呢?你们在恩典之下,不在律法之下就可以犯罪吗?断乎不可。
And Romans 6:15 answers this question, are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means.
第六章十六节说,你顺从谁就做谁的奴仆,或做罪的奴仆,或做做宿命的奴仆,做罪的奴仆以至于死,做宿命的奴仆就以至于成义。
And verse 16 tells us, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness.
所以这边给我们看到,基督徒不在律法底下,不需要守律法。
So Christians are not under law, they need not keep the law.
在律法里面呢,我们已经死了,所以律法对我们没有限制。
We are dead to the law, so the law does not limit us.
现在出现了一个问题,
but there is a question.
所以现在很多人就说,我们现在既然是这样,我们就可以有反律法主义。
And so some people turn to antinomianism.
意思是说,我们既然是在恩典之下,我们可以自由犯罪。
In other words, since we are under grace, let's just sin as we wish.
所以我们不需要管他律法,
and we need not care about the law.
我们知道这个是错的,因为罗马书刚才我们念到,因为你不在律法之下就可以自由犯罪吗?绝对不可。
And we know that this is wrong because Romans 6 tells us, are we to sin because we are under grace? By no means.
但是这个是一个极端，另外一个极端就是律法主义者。
And this is of course one extreme, but the other extreme is legalism.
立法主义者说，我们不需要守律法。
Legalists tell us that no, you must keep the law.
但是这边又出现一些问题，既然要守律法，但是圣经里旧约里有613条律法。
And there is a problem because there are 613 commands in the Old Testament.
难道我们全部都守吗？
Must we keep them all?
所以有些人就说不是的，我们只守十诫。
Some people say, no, we will just keep the Ten Commandments.
那么我请问你，如果你守十诫，请问你昨天有没有守安息日？
And if you want to keep the Ten Commandments, may I ask, did you keep the Sabbath yesterday?
如果没有，我们现在守安息日是星期天，你自己改这个律法。 圣经里面很清楚，安息日是在星期六，不是在星期天。
And the people will reason, no, our Sabbath is on Sunday, but you have changed the Bible, because the Bible says the Sabbath is Saturday.
创世纪里面看，第六日，神就歇了那个工，你又知道这个第七日，在这个最后一天，神歇不是在主日的那时候守。
Because Genesis is clear that on the sixth day, God completed His creative work and He rested on the seventh day, and that is a Saturday.
很多人说我守律法，这样我问你，你上一次献上羔羊是什么时候献祭的？
And many people say they keep the law, and so I want to ask, when was the last time you offered a lamb as sacrifice?
在旧约里面，每一年我们都要上耶路撒冷一次，你有没有上耶路撒冷？
In the Old Testament, once a year, the Jews must return to Jerusalem. So have you been there?
所以这些都没有守，既然你要知道在旧约里面很多这些律法都没有守。
So all these things they do not keep.
但是有些人就这样，不是的，我们当中我们相信律法有三个部分，一个就是十诫，一个就是形式，一个就是礼节。
And so people will argue, no, there are three divisions in the law, the commandments, the civil and the ceremonial laws.
这个是他们分，使到他们可以用，那些礼节啦，那些圣殿啦，不用了，现在我们守这个十诫。
And people divide it in order to keep some and not keep others.
但是你要知道，在犹太人当中呢，他们很清楚神的律法就是神的律法，没有分这三个。
But to the Jews, you must know, they are very clear that God's law is God's law. There's no such distinction.
雅各书呢就讲得很清楚了。
And the book of James tells us clearly.
因为一个人呢，如果守全部律法，只要在一条上跌倒，就犯了重条。
Because whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it.
对犹太人来讲，律法就是律法，没有一个律法高过另外，全部都是必须要守。
To the Old Testament Jew, there is no one law that is superior over others. They have to keep it all.
所以你要守呢，你必须要全部守。
So if you want to keep the law, you got to keep everything.
这个是律法的单一性。
And this is the unity of the law.
你不可以选择我要守这个，不要守那个。
You cannot choose, pick and choose what you want to keep and what you do not want.
你犯了一条就是犯了重条。
If you break one, you have broken all.
但是你要知道，律法呢本来是好的。
But you want to know that the law was originally good.
提摩太前书1章8节，律法本来是好的，只是要用的合宜。你要知道律法的功用是什么。
1 Timothy 1:8 tells us that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
所以我们要知道律法呢，到底要的功用是什么？没有人能够靠着律法称义。
And the use of the law is not to justify one person.
你要知道这个呢，在罗马书加泰书，这个希伯来书呢讲得很清楚。
And we know that the book of Galatians, Romans, and Hebrews tells us this very clearly.
所以很清楚的，如果我们看圣经里面，主耶稣告诉我们，我们不在律法底下，我们从律法脱离出来，我们不需要遵守律法。现在我们仔细的讲，我们 摩西的律法我们都不用守。
So as we saw all these passages that tells us that we need not keep Moses' law.
所以，但是呢，我们却在主耶稣的律法底下，不在摩西的律法底下。
Even though we are no longer under Moses' law, but we are now under Christ's law.
所以你要知道，旧约里面是摩西颁的律法，这些呢，我们都不要守。但是现在我们有一个是在基督的律法，不是摩西的律法。
So we know that the Old Testament law is considered Moses' law, but we are now under Christ's law. Where does it tell us about Christ's law? Galatians 6:2 tells us, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
我们今天呢,信主的人是在基督的律法底下,不是在旧约摩西的律法底下。
So today, believers are under Christ's law, not Moses' law.
当保罗在讲罗马书的时候呢,我们是在讲这个摩西的律法,我们已经脱离了,我们已经死了,完全离开了,他完全没有控制我们的权利。
So the book of Romans tells us that the law has no power over us. We are already dead to the law, so now we are no longer under Moses' law.
但是这里呢,有一个很清楚的例子,就是哥林多前书9章21节,保罗说,像没有律法的人,我就做没有律法的人吗?你可以做没有律法的人吗?不是的。 其实我在神面前不是没有律法，是在基督面前正在律法底下。英文的翻译就很好。
And there's another example here from 1 Corinthians 9:21. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law. And you might say, wait a minute, Paul, how can you live as one without law? But no, Paul followed up by saying, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ.
所以他在这边讲到是说。 不是没有律法,
so we are not totally without law, we are now under Christ's law. So we need not keep Moses' law any longer because now we are under the law of Christ.
他在罗马书8章1节他说如今在基督耶稣里的人就不被定罪了因为赐圣灵的律释放了我们。And
Romans 8:1 uses another phrase which is the law of the Spirit which says that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
所以你看到最后一句他说使我们脱离罪和死的律。
And the last phrase says, we are now free from the law of sin and death.
罪和死的律是指什么呢?律法的功用是把罪彰显出来。What
is the law of sin and death? The purpose of the Old Testament law is actually to show forth sin.
而且罪的,这个律法的功用是要定死那个犯罪的人。
And the Old Testament law condemns those who sin. And we have broken free from that. But are we to sin because we are no longer under law? And Romans 6:15, Paul says, by no means.
他说,意思说,你顺从谁,谁就是谁的奴仆。
Because whoever you obey, you are the slave to the one you obey.
如果你顺从罪,就是罪的奴仆。
If you obey sin, you are the slave of sin.
如果你顺从义,就是义的奴仆。
If you obey righteousness, you are the slave of righteousness.
意思是什么呢?当我们不在摩西的律法底下,我们在主耶稣的律法底下,我们要不就是罪的奴仆,要就是义的奴仆,你永远不是自由人。
And in other words, you are either the slave of sin or you are the slave of Christ. If you obey Him, you are never a free man. There is no such thing as middle ground.
要不是犯罪,
you either sin or you don't.
没有中间的那个地界,
there is no middle ground.
因为犯罪与不犯罪是神定的。
And whether you have sinned or not is actually defined by God. Just like there are only two types of people on earth.
要就是你是这个属神的人，就是基督徒；要不是不属神的，就是不属神的。
You are either a Christian or you are not.
所以呢，在这里很清楚告诉我们，我们是被从罪当中、从律法中脱离出来了。罗马书刚才我们看到。So
we can see from the book of Romans that we have been freed from the law.
但是主耶稣的律法是什么律法呢？
But what then is the law of Christ?
啊, 你记得吗? 主耶稣在登山宝训告诉我们,
If you remember, Jesus said this to us in the Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣告诉我们，你听到古人的话说，不可杀人，只是说杀，凡杀人的难免地受地狱的火。
And Jesus said, you have heard that the ancients were told, do not murder, and if you murder, you are guilty of the fire of hell.
但是我告诉你们,
but I tell you,
像这个弟兄动怒的,
whoever is angry with his brother
难免受审判,
will be liable to judgment.
主耶稣还说了，你看到这个旧约里面告诉我们不可以奸淫。
And Jesus also said, you have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery.
但是我告诉你, 如果你看一个淫，看一个妇人，然后动淫念的，你已经犯罪。
But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery in the heart.
你有没有注意到主耶稣说，在旧约里面告诉你，律法告诉你，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
And Jesus said that you were said that you should love your neighbor but hate your neighbor.
我告诉你，你要爱你的仇敌，未必不领你的道。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
主耶稣不但是来的时候呢，他不但是告诉我们，他把我们的要求呢，他向我们的要求提高过于摩西的要求。
And actually, what happened is that when Jesus came and said all these things, he has raised the bar above Moses' law.
在登山宝训的时候，主耶稣说：“你们的义路不胜过文士和法利赛的义，断断不能进天国。”
And Matthew 5:20, Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以你要注意到，主耶稣不只说你外表犯罪才叫做罪，你内心已经犯罪了。所以主耶稣已经把这个程度再提高一程度，你心里想什么？ 非常重要，不只是外表。
So Jesus has raised the bar that sin is not defined by your outward actions, because sin is also defined by what you think inwardly in your heart.
所以呢，这边主耶稣有没有圣经里面告诉我们，神的话、律法呢，一点一划都不能背弃。
And Jesus said that not a single stroke of the law will pass away.
所以，请问主耶稣有没有完成旧约的律法呢？
Did Jesus fulfill the Old Testament law?
有，他不但有，而且他超越。
He did, and not only did he do that, he actually exceeded it.
他向我们的要求，要求我们完成旧约的律法，有，他超越了。
He not only fulfilled the Old Testament law, but he has surpassed the law.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，我们不在旧约摩西的律法底下，现在我们在主耶稣的律法底下。
And so the Bible tells us that we are no longer under Moses' law, but we are under the law of Christ.
耶稣亲自告诉我们说，律法的总纲是什么呢？
And the Lord Jesus told us the summary of the law.
要爱神，要爱人。
You must love God and you must love men.
所以主耶稣要求我们的比旧约还高。
So the Lord Jesus demands more of us than the Old Testament.
我问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
请问律法可不可以改变？
Can the law be changed?
很多时候律法不可以改变，我们所有的人都说律法没有改，不可以改变。
And all of us will say, no, the law cannot be changed.
这个是我们受到的教导。
And that's the teaching that we have received.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常，我可这么说，我们在过去10年、20年、30年呢，我们常常受到很不好的教导。
And brothers and sisters, I dare say that in the past, the 3 decades, we have received a lot of teachings that are not good.
我们常常认为旧约是神是严厉的。
And many people think that God is angry in the Old Testament.
新约的神是恩慈的。
But the New Testament God is merciful.
其实不是的，你注意看旧约，如果你跟着我们的这个读经手册的话呢，旧约的神非常仁慈。
And if you actually read the Bible reading guide together with us, you will find that the Old Testament God is extremely merciful.
那么你会发现，我问大家另外一个问题，就是旧约的人怎么得救？
And I want to ask you another question: How do Old Testament saints get saved?
你以为旧约的人是靠律法得救？圣经很清楚，没有一个人靠律法称义。
And you might think that Old Testament saints are saved by their works, but the Bible is very clear that no one is righteous according to works.
所以呢，我们要告诉大家，旧约里面。 亚伯拉罕是怎么样称义的呢？
So how was Abraham righteous in the Old Testament?
亚伯拉罕怎么样称义呢？怎么样得救呢？
How was Abraham saved?
也是因信称义。
It is because of faith.
旧约的得救的方法跟新约得救的方式是一模一样。
And the Old Testament salvation and New Testament salvation is exactly the same.
所以我们要注意，我们说律法没有改变，那是我们听来的。你如果仔细读圣经，好好读圣经的话，你会看，你会来到这段圣经。
And so if some were to say that the law will not change, that is what they hear about. If you read the Bible carefully, you will see this verse.
请你打开希伯来书第七章十二节看看。
Please turn to Hebrews 7:12.
希伯来书七章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12.
如果你翻到希伯来书七章十二节，他说祭司的职任既已更改，你看下面一句什么？律法也必须什么？更改。
Hebrews 7:12, for when there is a change in the priesthood, look at the second half of the verse, there is necessarily a change in the law as well.
所以律法有没有更改呢？
So has the law changed?
我告诉你，律法有更改。
I tell you, yes, it has changed.
什么更改呢？
What is the change?
主耶稣超越，超越是不是更改呢？你如果加上去也是更改，超越也是更改。
The Lord Jesus surpassed the law, and of course, by adding or by surpassing it, he has changed it.
你注意看希伯来书里面提到，希伯来书是一本书讲到主耶稣。
And if you look at the book of Hebrews, it focuses on the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣超越天使。
The Lord Jesus surpasses angels.
主耶稣超越摩西。
The Lord Jesus surpasses Moses.
主耶稣超越大祭司。
He surpasses the high priest.
主耶稣超越旧约的知识。
He also surpasses the Old Testament prophets.
是旧约的知识，就是所有的 ministry 有关旧约里面的那些条例。
Or he has surpassed all the ministries of the Old Testament.
你看希伯来书告诉我们，这个主耶稣。来的时候呢，把这些全部改。为什么改呢？请问主耶稣是不是利未人的后裔？
And when Jesus came, the book of Hebrews tells us that he has changed it all.
只有利未人的后裔才可以做大祭司。
And is Jesus a descendant of the Levite? Only Levites can be high priests.
主耶稣不是利未的人，是犹大的后裔。
But Jesus was not a Levite.
他是靠启示立的。
He was a descendant of Judah.
如果你好好的读希伯来书，你会发现里面有讲到有很多新约、旧约怎么样软弱，新约来代替，这个就讲得很清楚。
And if you read the book of Hebrews carefully, you will see that there are a lot of weaknesses of the Old Testament which has been replaced by the New Testament.
所以弟兄姐妹，我还有很多有关这个基督徒是不是应该守律法的这个教导的很多东西，我要跟你们讲。
And brothers and sisters, I still have a lot more to say about whether Christians should keep the law or not.
但是呢，我们不可能在礼拜天讲得很详细。
But we cannot possibly deal with all the details on Sunday.
如果你要对这个题目很兴趣的话，你星期二晚上来这里。
If you are very interested in this topic, then come on Tuesday night.
我们在读罗马书，我们这个星期就是这个星期二呢，我们要讲罗马书第七章，就是讲到我们内心的挣扎。
And we are currently studying the book of Romans. This coming Tuesday, we will go to Romans chapter 7 about the struggle that we have within our hearts.
但是呢，下个星期我就会详细的讲，这个基督徒是不是要守律法，而且这个律法呢，要从很多个角度来看。
And the following week, I will answer the question of whether Christians should keep the law, and we will examine that question from many different areas.
因为这个律法呢，牵涉到有很多的经文。
Because the law actually involves many, many passages.
简单的来说，我们很清楚，基督徒需不需要守摩西的律法？答案是不需要。但是基督徒是不是可以犯罪呢？答案是不可以，因为我们在主耶稣的律法底下。
To put it simply, does a Christian need to keep Moses' law? The answer is no. But can a Christian, because of that sin, the answer is also no, because we are now under the law of Christ.
在主耶稣的律法底下，他的要求比摩西的要求更高。
And under the law of Christ, Jesus' demands is even higher than Moses' law.
现在呢，那个条例呢，不是写在石板上，现在是写在心板上。
Now the law is no longer written on tablets of stone, but it is written in your heart.
旧约的律法呢, 没有人能够守。
The Old Testament law, everyone failed to keep.
主耶稣的律法呢,
but with the law of Christ, we have the help of the Spirit to help us keep it.
律法呢,有它的功用,
the law has its use and we need to use it properly.
新约我们的信徒呢,我们不在律法底下,我们在恩典底下,是在主耶稣里面得着成义。
But New Testament believers are not under law and under grace, and we are now declared righteous because of Jesus.
而且我们的义必须要超过文士跟法利赛人的义。
And our righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees and scribes.
所以请问你的义是不是超过文士跟法利赛人的义？
Has your righteousness exceeded that of the scribes and Pharisees?
你的遵守呢,是外表给人看的呢,还是内心的给神看的?
Is your obedience an external act for show, or is it an internal heart for God?
所以这个摩西的律法呢,神的律法一点律法都不能废弃。
And Moses' law, God's word, not a jot or tittle will pass away.
神的话安定在天。
God's word is established in heaven.
但是旧约神的话呢，有它一定的功用。来到新约的时候，律法只是将罪彰显出来，只有神主耶稣的十字架才使人拯救。这个律法的功用是来到这里，特别是在加拉太书告诉我们。我们或许我们看一下，我们就知道。
And the Old Testament law actually tells us or points us or convicts us of our sin, but the law of Christ is actually on the cross. If you look at the book of Galatians, it will be clear.
让我们来看加拉太书第三章第23节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 23.
我们一起看加拉太书三章23到25节，我们就结束。
And we will end with this passage, Galatians 3:23-25。加拉太书第三章第23节说。
但这因信得救的礼还未来以先，我们是被看守在律法以下，至圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的礼既然来到，我们从此就不在师傅手的手下了。Galatians 3:23.
Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law of imprisonment until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
所以这个师父是谁?
Who is the guardian?
这个师父就是律法。
And this guardian is the law.
律法的功用是要彰显罪。
The purpose of the law is to reveal sin.
使到我们知道我们不能够靠自己称义。
And this allows us to realize we cannot make ourselves righteous.
所以我们需要依靠耶稣基督求主来救我们。
Therefore, we must depend on the Lord Jesus Christ and beg Him to save us.
这个律法有它的功用。
The law has its use.
在希伯来书就讲得很清楚，这个是旧约。
And the Hebrews tells us very clearly this is the old covenant.
那么来到新约的时候，神把那个律法呢写在我们的心里面。But
in the new covenant, God writes the law in our heart.
所以你看这个15节什么呢？他说我们就不在这个师父，不在这个律法底下。And
verse 25 of Galatians tells us now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
所以很简单的说，这个是在思想上面，就是在。 解禁上面它有它的一定的困难，所以一下子我相信大家不能够马上接受。
To put it simply, this is not something that we can accept immediately because lots of interpretation of the scriptures is involved.
但是呢，如果你来星期二的这个我们在谈论这个问题的时候呢，盼望你会更深的了解。
But if you come on Tuesday and Tuesday nights as we look at this issue more in depth, you will have a better understanding.
无论如何，今天你所听到的信息是这样：我们在摩西的律法底下吗？不是。这样不在摩西的律法底下就可以犯罪吗？也不是。
Whatever the case, you must remember today's main point is that are we under Moses' law? No. But does it mean that because we are not under law, we can sin? No.
所以我清楚的，我们在主耶稣的律法底下呢，我们必须要靠做义，这个靠做我们做义的奴仆，不是做罪的奴仆。
And we are now under the law of Christ. We are to be slaves of righteousness and not slaves of sin.
所以现在呢，我们基督徒做事呢，不是靠外表给别人看，是从内心做给神看。
So now, as Christians, our behavior is not external for show to men, but internal from our hearts to show God.
所以我们要检讨的就是我们自己的心到底是不是真的相信，我们做这些事情呢，到底是不是从心里面做。
So we want to examine ourselves, and are we having genuine faith, and are we doing all these things from our hearts? Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you that indeed, because of your grace and mercy, the gospel actually came to the Gentiles, which we are also included in the Gentiles.And we thank you for your grace upon us that we are no longer under Moses' law, but we are now under grace. But help us, Lord, that we will sin no longer because of the law of Christ that is written in our hearts. We pray that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and help us. And if we have been sinning against you, help us, Lord, to repent and turn to you for forgiveness. In Jesus' name.